A wizard is never late, Frodo Baggins, nor is he early. He arrives precisely when he means to.
Welcome to the Nerd List, episode 85. I'm John.
And Sean.
And our list today is ways to save money.
And I'm all over this one, John. I'm all over this one.
All over it?
Yes, this is going to be our best episode ever. I'm going to save our listeners a lot of money.
Give me an analogy of how all over this you are. You know, like white on rice. How all over this are you?
I'm all over this like John on... Oh, you're going to cut me off right now?
Oh, no.
I'm all over this like Adrian on a lemon pepper chicken wing.
Good. Well, I'll start us off with the number 10, my number 10. And that is, whenever you go to the bathroom, Sean, fold the toilet paper. Don't crumple it up, because then you can get multiple wipes. Right? Because if you fold it and wipe, then you can fold over it and use the same one to wipe again. Now, if you just crumple it up, you can't. And so you will save money on having to buy toilet paper.
Man, that's a good call, John.
Yeah.
But what if you use the cheap toilet paper and you have what's called the breakthrough?
The breakthrough? Well, you got to obviously use discretion there. I mean...
I could not have doubled it up after Monday's Hooters Hot Wing Eat-a-thon that we had. There's no way. It would have been bad. I had to stop twice on the way home.
Yeah, I got your text after we just left out of there. Yeah. I made it to the quick trip.
I just got in my car and went across the street. That's as far as I got. That's a good one, John. I'm sure our listeners appreciate that.
Yep.
All right, well, my number 10 is something that you should have done, and that is buy small dogs because they don't eat as much. I mean, who doesn't love dogs? Everybody wants a dog. But small dogs don't eat as much. They don't poop as much. They don't – I mean, everything that you need for a big dog, you need like a quarter of for a small dog.
True. My dogs aren't huge. They're little Cocker Spaniels.
Yeah, but they are compared to my dogs.
Yeah, anything is.
The sewer rat is big compared to
your dogs. I'm not so sure they're dogs. I think they are
chinchillas.
Oh, fuzzy four-legged spiders. They're tiny.
Yeah, but they eat like a little cup of food every day. They hardly eat anything. They're awesome. It's good. I don't have to pay much for them.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, my number 9. Is, again, going with the whole bathroom idea. This is something I don't subscribe to, but if you're really hell-bent on saving money, this'll do it. And it's a simple rhyme, Sean. If it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down.
That's the sickest thing I've ever heard. That is the sickest thing I've ever heard. Now, I could say this, go pee outside, which I do all the time, and I live in the city. I still go outside my house and pee because I don't want to flush the toilet because it wastes money. But that's sick. If it's in the toilet and you don't flush it, it's going to stay in the toilet.
Yes, it will. That's why I said it's something I don't subscribe to because, first of all, it depends. It depends on, like, what you eat and what you drink. That pee can be super stinky and super
– Yeah.
And, yeah, like you said, it can stay in the toilet. So this is not something – I subscribe to, but if you really want to save some money, that's the way to do it.
Well, I tell you right now, the thing I hate more than anything in this world is the automatic flush on the toilet, because I don't know how many times I wanted to leave my leftovers in the toilet in the coach's office, but I couldn't because of the automatic flush.
Thank God.
Very upsetting. Very upsetting.
So, what's that little rhyme, Sean, to remember this piece of advice?
Oh, I forgot. Something mellow yellow and... brown down or something.
If it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down.
So who is Blurry Robot advertising on our website free? That angers me.
That's because no one's challenging him.
Congratulations, Blurry Robot. five people are going to see your advertisement. And two of them are already on the website.
Actually, I'm not there.
Ah, well, four then. Anyways. Okay, my number four, my number nine is you go to a restaurant, correct, and you order water because you're cheap. But if you're like my mother, you order water with lots of lemon. So they bring her about five lemons, and she crushes the lemons up, or crushes them, squeezes all the juice out of them, and then raids the sugar packs and makes lemonade. This is a clever tactic to get lemonade without paying for it, John.
Yeah, I used to do that. It was just too much work.
Yes, but you are getting lemonade instead of water, which That's is true. A way to save money. If you order lemonade, you have to pay $2 for it.
Yeah, but I'm not even that partial to lemonade, so I'm fine with just water.
Well, I understand that, but what if you wanted a sour treat?
Well, then that's a great idea, Sean.
Yes.
Do you go for the regular sugar, or do you sweeten low it? What do you?
I usually, if I'm going to do the lemonade, I'm going to go regular sugar. If I'm a sweet tea, if I'm teeing it, I'll go artificial.
Yeah, it just doesn't dissolve.
That's true.
So even when I did that, I used sweet and low even for that. And I don't like Splenda. Do you like Splenda?
It's all right.
I don't care for Splenda at all.
I don't really like any of them, honestly. But I just drink them because it's better than drinking regular tea.
Yeah. All right, then. Well, my number eight is one that I can be pretty good at, and that's just to be antisocial. I'm fine being cooped up in my house, playing video games, watching movies, and reading comics. I don't need anybody. You have too many friends. You have to go out all the time. You got to spend money, Sean. If you're antisocial, you save money.
I would not know this.
That's true. You're a pretty sociable guy.
Yeah, I really have not much. I don't have much to say on this. That's a horrible way to be.
It's not a horrible way to be.
You're freaking, what does he call him? Hermit.
Yeah, probably would be if I'm old, and I highly doubt that I'm going to outlive Jennifer, but if I did, I would become a hermit.
That would be fun, I guess.
Outliving Jennifer would be fun?
No, being a hermit, when people come up to your door, get off my land!
Lawn, John.
Long fingernails.
Yeah, I'll scare some people.
I bet you will. You can't grow a beard, so. With your patchy beard. All right. My number eight is one of my favorite things to do to save money, and just one of my favorite things to do in general. I like, on Wednesday mornings, I will get up and I will go to Tom Thumb, and I will scavenge through the old meat that they have marked 50% off.
Old meat?
Yes, like the steaks that... Their sales run from Tuesday to Tuesday, so they'll put steaks out throughout the week. And then on the Wednesday, the new sale starts. So I will go up there and find all the meat that had been on sale the day before, and now it's clearanced out because they're just trying to get rid of it. And I'll go buy it.
That's pretty smart, but it's not over the due date, right?
No.
I don't think that's legal for them to...
No, yeah, it's fine. It's just cheap. You know, you'll get ribeye for... You're going to... A 1 pound ribeye steak for $4, which is insane.
Okay, so say one more time. Well, where do you normally go to do this, and what day are the?
I'm sure you go to any restaurant, any convenience store, not convenience store, grocery store. I'll get it right in a minute, and figure out what day their sales go off. On Tom Thumb, their sales run from Tuesday to Tuesday, so Wednesday they start their new sales. So I will go scavenge through. I call it the bargain bin. Which is probably not a good thing to say when you're talking about meat. But I'll get everything from bacon to hot dogs to sausage to chicken to steak to chops, everything. Lamb chops, everything.
So on Tuesday is the best day for Tom Thumb?
Wednesday.
I thought you said Wednesday's. Oh, because that's when they start the new sale.
Yeah.
Gotcha. I like it, Sean. Something for me to keep in mind, definitely.
Absolutely.
I don't have a Tom Thumb here nearby me, but...
But if you don't go early, everybody else ravages it, and you don't get anything. I hate that. I know the lady hates me because I'll have a basket full of, like, old meat. It's pretty fun.
It sounds so nasty, you saying old meat. Have all this old meat.
Well, hopefully it keeps for tomorrow and we'll fry some up.
Well, okay.
I'm just kidding. I haven't bought that meat yet.
It's not Wednesday. Wednesday's already passed, so we should be good.
Yeah.
It's not going to be. All right.
By the way, are you coming tomorrow?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Excellent.
All right, my number 7. You kind of took it with your other one, the lemonade one. I was just simply putting drink water and not just drink water like at the store or whatever, but drink water at the house too. You save money on buying sodas or juices, and water's good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of lame. Kind of like my number 7.
It is pretty lame.
We are to the lame part of our list, but it will pick back up on my next one. In fact, I will get a very, very big reaction out of my number 6. But we're on my number 7. John, this is something obviously I don't do because you know me very well. Don't run your AC, like in your car. Roll your windows down.
And you don't do that?
No, I don't do that. You know I like it colder.
You have your AC on like right now.
Yes, I know. But I don't run my heater, so there you go. That makes it a little bit. So, yeah, I used to do this. In fact, I was so tight when I was younger, and I didn't have much money, so I would have a can of Sterno in my car, and I would light the can of Sterno, and that would keep me warm when I went to school. And then one time I slid on my brakes, and it fell on my floorboard and lit on fire, so I decided to stop doing that.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that was horrible.
Well, Sean, you're a special kind of person.
Yes, I am. Thank you.
My number 6 is wait for video games to go on sales.
You don't do this.
I don't.
I didn't think you would. I think you bought the game the day it comes out.
No, there's like 3 or 4 series that I do. Okay, if it is a BioShock game, which there's only been 2, Halo game. Or Street Fighter game, pretty much. Maybe Left 4 Dead. Maybe Left 4 Dead. And maybe Fallout. Otherwise, if it's any other thing, I'm waiting till, like, the next sequel comes out so the first one, the one before it, goes on sale. Like, I've been hearing really good things about Uncharted. I waited on that one and so Uncharted 3 has come out and I got Uncharted 2 the other day. I do that with most of my games. I do not buy them when they first come out. I wait until like the next one's coming out. Like Gears of War 3, when that one's coming out, I bought Gears of War 2.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. You know, I'm going through our old nerd list things and I see the one where the Kravis smoking the cigar.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, that was funny to me.
I believe Troy in Australia sent that to us.
No, I believe Cliff put the cigar on the crab's pitcher.
Oh, you're talking about the one that we did. I'm thinking about the huge crab he sent holding the beer can.
Yeah. Oh, massive. Okay, anyways, yes. I usually buy my video games used, which I know you hate.
Yeah, I can't buy them. Well, I can if they're like in pristine condition.
Yeah, I bought Gears of War 2 for like $4, so...
Yeah, going used is another way to save too.
Alright. John, you're going to probably, I doubt you'll have a response on this next one. You'll probably just sit there quietly. Way to save money, number 6, is to illegally buy bootleg copies of movies where you don't have to go to the movie theater.
You're terrible. Crap out of a person.
Okay, I don't do this. I'm just saying it is a way to save money. I love going to movies. You know that. But I just figured I would say it because it's funny.
Yeah, this is one I feel very passionately against.
I do too. I just wanted to say it because I knew I'd get a rise out of you.
Yeah, for several reasons. One, because I was a mass communications major. And so... all that. And then I used to make my little short films and stuff, and I wanted to be in that industry, making movies and shows and stuff. And that having something that you put that much effort in, I know how much effort goes into that kind of stuff, and having that taken and not getting paid for it properly ticks me off, Sean.
Oh, I'm with you. I really am. And I knew that it would tick you off. That's why I said it. And nice. Honestly, I bought one illegal bootleg copy one time, and it was of Troy, and it was the most horrible copy I've ever got. People were like clapping in the movie theater, and you couldn't hear the screen. I was like, this is ridiculous.
Well, I've seen some good ones. Jennifer has a friend from work who does it, and every now and then she'll bring one home, and I'll be like, all right, you realize we're buying that as soon as it comes out, right? Cause
right.
Because no matter what it is.
That's the right thing to do. Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah.
But still, I knew I'd get a rise out of you, and it worked.
All right. My number five is when you're playing, like, for – we got listeners that play Magic and those kinds of games, the card games, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well – games like Magic can get pretty competitive, especially if you're in a group and everybody starts competing on, they want to buy the better cards, and so they go out there, and it can become expensive. Now, I've never had a group of people that I play with that are like super hardcore and competitive like that, but I can see how that would happen. So, a nice alternative to this is the game Munchkins, and I've talked about it before on our games list. And it is a card game, and it's like a role-playing card game, where you battle each other, and it is a blast, but there's only one deck to buy. I mean, there are different versions of the deck. They have, like, different kinds. Like, they have a vampire version. They have all these different versions. But all you need is one deck, and however many people you have can play off that one deck. So saves a lot of money, somewhat similar style of play, and it's a blast because you are – basically screwing each other over the whole time, and you never see what's coming, and a lot of fun. So for the card game fans out there, play Munchkins. It saves money, and it's fun. We should try a round of Munchkins, Sean.
So my number five, John.
Yeah, just roll on.
Yeah. Well, if you don't know anything about it, then I guess you can't really say anything about
True.
It, right?
True.
Would you rather be said something negative about it?
Maybe.
No. You would rather be quiet and keep going. All right, my number five, John, is a way to save money, and it's an awesome way, and that is to refill your ammo. A new box of 9mm shells costs anywhere between $10 and $15, and you can refill it for probably around $6. That is a way to save some serious money, especially if you shoot a lot of rounds. Winston just gave me about 400 rounds of AR refilled ammo that he refilled. Very awesome. For a Christmas present.
Are you talking about like where you keep the shells and then you...
Yep, and then you just put powder and the new lead in it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't personally know how to do it, but Cliff and Winston do, and I'd usually reap the benefits. I'll give them like 400 rounds of or 500 rounds of my old brass, and they'll give me 100 rounds back for, you know, giving them the 500 rounds.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a pretty good little deal, because I'm just going to throw it away anyways.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
I haven't shot since last time I went with you. How long ago that was.
Oh, I'll fix to shoot the new AK when it comes in. It should be in tomorrow.
Well, might have to meet up with you a little early then.
Yes.
Okay, Sean. Well, my number four is for the wrestling fan. And everybody probably knows some kind of wrestling fan in their life. And it's that Christmas time, that gift-giving season. And you automatically might think of WWE. For those gifts. WWE prices are kind of high. Mm-hmm. TNA, however, is having a great sale going on, and they have what is called the Brown Bag Special. Brown Bag Special is pretty cool. It comes with a brown TNA logo pull, those string backpacks, you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Okay, and they fill it with four DVDs. That's four, Sean.
Four.
Yeah, that's like $5 per DVD because this thing costs $20. You get also a t-shirt, and you get to pick the size. And right now, normally that would be that's the deal. So you get the shirt, the four DVDs, and the backpack. But right now they're also throwing in an action figure with it too. So you get all of that for $20. I think it's an excellent deal.
Which one did you get?
Which one what? Action
figure? Action figure.
Oh, it came with some guy I've never even heard of, and the other one came with Hogan. So I bought two. So I have eight 18A DVDs now. It's pretty sweet.
I don't know what to say about that, John.
That doesn't interest you at all?
No, it doesn't interest me at all.
You're ridiculous.
Don't get me wrong. I enjoy wrestling. I really do. But I think that I can just watch it on Monday night and be fine for the week. I'm not into it as much anymore. It's gotten boring. So, yeah. Sorry, brother.
All right, Sean.
I'll tell you what. I think you will strongly agree with my number four, even though you hated my number six. Okay, would you agree that sometimes the price of drinks and food at the movie theater is kind of expensive?
Not at all, Sean. They're very reasonable prices.
You know where I'm going with this, don't you? I am going to fill my pockets up with everything I can fit in them and smuggle it into the movie theater.
Wow.
Except for, you cannot beat the movie theater popcorn, but I'm going to smuggle candy and I'm going to smuggle drinks in because I'm not going to spend $5 on a drink that you can't even refill now. Some of the places don't even have free refills on drinks anymore. Do you believe that?
I do believe that. I've seen it. I've been turned down. Brought my cup up there for a refill and I've been turned down, Sean.
That is downright annoying. They're asking for me to bring drinks in now.
True. But I mean, maybe that was people doing that in the first place is what made them have to turn to that.
Maybe.
So you're just making things worse for everybody, Sean. Way to go, jerk.
Why is my computer talking? Okay. Yeah, well, I don't know. It's just annoying. You know, it really is annoying. It ticks me off.
Yeah. The prices in there are pretty crazy, but I don't know. They always have been. I like to do the movie tavern.
That's there where you I go.
And
hey, good way to save money. Get the big drink thing.
The what?
The mug. Get the mug.
Oh, yeah. I have that. But besides that, I mean, even if you get just a regular drink, you get unlimited refills for $3.50 on a drink, you know? So that's much better than the $5 one.
You can get a glass of water there too.
Yeah.
It don't cost nothing.
Nope. And you can also, the tickets are cheaper. The movie tickets are cheaper.
Yeah.
So Movie Tavern is the way to go. Unfortunately, the one we have here only has four screens. So you're pretty limited on your movie choices.
But, well, you know, there's other places to go besides Movie Tavern. You can go to Studio Movie Grill as well.
Yeah, Studio Movie Grill.
We have one of those here, and I actually really like it. The theater's really good.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, but if I'm going to Cinemark or something, I'm smuggling me in some candy or a drink or something, or some pistachios even.
Yeah. I understand where you're coming from, Sean. All right, well, my number three. If my number eight doesn't work for you, that is being antisocial.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the brown flush it down one.
No, that was my number nine. If my number eight of being antisocial doesn't work for you, then get some friends that like to play sports. Okay? So whenever you go to hang out with them and you're not going to places where you have to spend money, you can go play sports. And probably the three best ones to play would be basketball, tennis, and racquetball. To do any of those three, you just need one other person. And you get exercise, and once you start getting into it and it becomes a routine and it becomes a habit, it's like something you look forward to every week. I know I play tennis every Tuesdays, and it's something I really look forward to, and I can't wait till it gets here. Now, in college, every single day I was up at the rec center for 4 hours a day playing soccer, racquetball, basketball, every single day for like 4 hours. I was in incredible shape then, and now I am still in incredible shape. It's just my shape has become round.
Yes, me too. Well, I've been round. John, what we need to do is we need to play some hockey.
Oh, yeah.
That is the funnest thing. It's just finding eight people to play hockey.
See, yeah, that's the problem. See, with the sports that I just mentioned, you just need the one other person. You can get stuff done. But, yeah, if you get a group, yeah, there's plenty of stuff that you have a lot of fun with there.
Oh, now I want to play hockey. I've wanted to play for a while. Not going to lie.
So set it up.
I will try.
Do it.
All right. My number three, John, is very easy. And I know that you'll agree with me. This one might actually be on your list.
Oh, yeah, you said, sure, there wasn't going to be any on
my list. I didn't think about it, you might not have thought about this either, and you might not think about this as saving money. But, John, my number three is Netflix.
Dadgummit, you sack of crap.
Is it your number one?
It's my next one.
I didn't think about it until
I thought. You are a sack of crap. I told you, do we want to go over this?
When I looked at it, I was like, you know what? He might actually have this one on his list as I was going through it.
Yeah, I said, do you want to go over this? No, we were thinking completely different on this. I know you're not going to have any of mine.
Oh, I love doing this to you. I really do. So Netflix, John, we'll just talk about it together.
Go.
This list has already been long anyways. So, yeah, it's a good way to save money. Would you agree? You don't have to rent movies.
Yes. Well, my number two, I guess we'll just end up going on to your number two after this one, was to get rid of cable or satellite for Netflix and Hulu. Have you heard of Hulu?
I haven't.
Yeah, well, if you have the satellite or cable or whatever, I don't think Hulu's worth it because you can get a whole lot of TV shows, a lot of TV shows on there, and it's $8 a month. And as long as you have some kind of streaming device, you have the 360, things like that.
Yeah.
You can stream off the internet to watch this stuff. Same thing with Netflix. You got your movies and you've got your TV shows on there too. So that pretty much covers everything. And for $8 a month for Netflix and $8 a month for Hulu, you're paying $16 and you get everything you get. It's just, the one thing I don't want to give up is wrestling pretty much. That's the only thing keeping me from doing it.
Right. Well, I'm not going to get rid of my cable, but I do like Netflix. It's very cheap. Even though it takes a while to get the good movies on there, it seems like, I can still flip through there and find something worth watching. And it's only like $8 a month, isn't it?
Yeah, for the streaming, yeah, it's pretty cheap.
I like it. Aren't you happy I have that one on my list?
I'm so happy, Sean.
Okay. Are you ready for this? Oh, I told you I tried to watch the Mario Brothers Super Show the other day, didn't I?
No.
It's on Netflix. I got to the first episode, and then I wanted to throw the Netflix out the window.
Oh, I love that show, Sean.
It was awful.
Forget you. In fact, I need to go. I'm about to watch the Christmas episode.
There you go. All right, John. My number two is one that we talk about all the time. That's Black Friday shopping. That's a good way to save some money.
Yes.
And we talk about this all the time. Yes, but if you're going to buy, you know, a computer and you can get one for $200 cheaper on one day a year, it's the way to go.
Yeah. You got to be willing to sacrifice and get your butt up there early.
That's true.
Waiting freezing cold. But it can definitely be worth it, especially if you're going for a big item like a TV or a computer, like you said. Yeah, I do it, and I just get movies.
Oh, yeah.
Well, then my final one, number one. This is kind of lame now that I look at it. But that is rechargeable batteries. And as an owner of an Xbox 360, rechargeable batteries have saved me probably hundreds of dollars for my controllers. Instead, now, when you buy the rechargeable batteries, they are more expensive right off the bat, but as many uses as you get out of them, it can save you a lot of money. Do you use rechargeable batteries, Sean, on your Xbox or and your Wii?
I do have the rechargeable controls for the Wii.
Oh.
And after about a year, it seemed like they started breaking, so I just went to real batteries. They wouldn't hold a charge very long after a while.
Are you talking about, like, The controllers. AA? Is that what you're talking about?
Or? These controllers, you plug into the computer, your little Wii charging station, and you put the controls on there, and they charge. And I've had my Wii for about 2 years now, maybe longer than that, since I moved into the house, about 2.5 years. And since I've been, I guess it worked for about 2 years then, and then they just, for the last 6 months, I've just been putting batteries in them.
Mm-hmm. Well, you need to be using the rechargeable batteries.
Maybe I should.
The AA, is AA that you put in there or AAA? Yeah, I mean, either one they have rechargeable for.
Yeah,
that's what I use for my 360, and I bought a set of batteries and I hadn't had to change for like three years.
I hear you. That's a good one, John. It really is. It's lame, yes, but it is a good one. It is a way to save some significant money, and I give you props for that. But it's not as good as my number one.
Of course not.
And I told you about this, I believe, sometime in the past. But it's much harder to do now because of the way they kind of caught on to me. But, John, you've been to the movie theater, correct?
No. Where's that at?
Okay. And you know how much popcorn is, right?
No. How much?
It's a lot. So what I would do, and this is a way to save some serious money, is after the movie is over, you go up to the trash can and you pull out one of the popcorn containers and you go get it refilled.
You're terrible, Sean.
I am terrible, but John, I was a poor teenage kid, and this is how I used to do.
I did that in high school too. I'd find one on the top. Right. I was sitting on top, but I felt really guilty for doing it, so I stopped.
I did too. But you know what? When your date wants popcorn, you don't have money. Yeah. Now, John, I can make it even worse, and this is the grossest thing I'm ever going to tell you. I used to get drinks too.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, you just go into the bathroom and wash the drink out real good, wash the straw out, use some soap, and there you go.
You know, they do have straw dispensers up there, Sean. You can get a new straw.
I would get a new straw, but when you take it up there, you can't not have the straw in there. You got to have the straw in there. You're like, oh, here, one more refill. You just take the lid off, and you're like, oh, I broke my lid. Can I have a new lid? And they give you a new lid and a new straw. Yeah. That's probably now why they only have the one free refill on the popcorn.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you even find that. Yeah. I remember the days I did that. The popcorn, I never did the drinks.
It's kind of nasty now that I look back on it.
I did do the popcorn. There was some on there. You know, I'd make it to where I only ate down to a little bit above where it was already up to, you know, when I got it.
Yeah.
So, nice, Sean.
Yeah.
Do you have any honorable mentions?
No, I don't. That was pretty much all I had. All
right, I had one, and I thought about substituting it for that drinking water, and that is listening to podcasts. They're free and provide hours of entertainment. I just figured no one listening to this needs to know about it because obviously they are familiar with podcasts.
Right.
And for next week, Sean, we have done in the past a favorite flying vehicles episode where we did both real and fictional flying vehicles. So let's do favorite real and fictional land vehicles.
I can do that.
That's where you go like Kermit. Yay!
I can do that.
Okay. Do it.
No, I don't want to.
All right, then. Well, where can they find us, Sean?
They can listen. They can call us at 901-466-6865.
An easy way to remember that is?
I'm on TNL.
Right, and we got a text to that number today that says Batman does not eat nachos. I think it was supposed to be eat nachos, but I have no idea what that's in reference to. Do you?
Well, apparently he doesn't want to eat nachos because it's going to mess his suit up because they're kind of dirty. Plus it gives you gas.
That's it. That's the reason Batman got rid of the whole yellow on the bat symbol. Is because it gave him away. You know, you got to be all black like a ninja to hide in the shadows. And so if he's eating nachos, he's going to get the nacho cheese all over him. And it's going to give his position away. Do you think that's it?
Sure.
You think that's where this person was going?
Probably.
Okay, and they can email us at?
TheNerdList@gmail.com.
Very good. Our website is?
TheNerdList.com.
Very good. And this week, I will have up a pre-episode. This last week, I didn't because every time I thought about it, I was not in a location where I could do something about it. So I'm sorry I didn't have a pre. I don't know if anybody would have sent one in. But this time, we will have up a pre-episode on our website. And please do call in to the show because we would like to, by episode 100, have a call-only show. So call our number, leave a message, and asking questions, insulting us, making comments, and we'll play a whole show based on that. And that's it for this week, and we'll see you next time with your top 10 list.
Thank you for joining us on The Nerd List. If you have any questions, comments, or would just like to let us know your top 10 list, you can find us at thenerdlist.com, email us at thenerdlist@gmail.com, or find us on Facebook. Music for The Nerd List has been provided by Steven Juergen.